the limit. After the limit. I'm trying to do it today. Cut it after today. Blinetta. Tomorrow we're going to go to the Ramah. Simon Sadi Bey's Siv Zayin. A lot about Irui. Which we spoke about in the Sugya of Tata Gavar. Come back to it again. Very, very important. Very, really. This is critical. And after that, later in the week, we'll get the Siv Ches, which is even more critical, about ovens. You have to worry about Lezhik oven, Milch oven, same oven, the covered, uncovered, solids, liquids. This is the source for it. The whole fight is here, right here. So that's the topic for... Then we have Tzadik Gimel, which is... By next Sunday or Monday, we're starting Chazara. Whenever we get, have to try Blinetta. Okay, so we're just going to start again from the very beginning. We open to the Mordechai, Simon Tofresh, Ayin Tess. One more stab at this critical passage, which is the source for the entire Shaklev attire that we have in Simon Sadi Beis, if Hey, Vav, and the first part of Zayin. It all starts from that Mordechai. And the Mordechai begins with the Gemara in Zvachim, not in Chulin, but in Zvachim. And the Gemara in Zvachim, as we saw last week on the screen, the Gemara in Zvachim is talking about a situation. That's just to show, take one source, which is, you have my text, page Yutes, the bottom new paragraph on column one, which is coming from the Smak. Tipa shenaf la dofan akli, misafklan perak dam chatas, imifapea bechol akli olo. That's how he understands the Gemara. Does the drop go through the entire kli, or does it not? Hilkoch, the smak has a pshara. Shenaf la derech keneged harotev, we happen to pass like the smak. It goes under the waterline, viesh brot of shishim and atipa, muter memanashach. Memanashach. Let's get the memanashach. Imifapea bechol akli. Haren is batla. If the milk spreads out through the entire vessel, which means the metal, it's made from metal. So all the milk, the meat that's been absorbed in that vessel will accumulate to be batla, the one drop of milk in shishin. Okay, that's one possibility. If it made him a fapea, it stops dead in its tracks. Oslo, yes, again, it'll just stay where it is. Either way, it's going to be no problem. That's assuming it goes beneath the waterline. Fine. Avalim nafal bereikon. What happens if it went above the waterline? Shema mifapas bedofen akdera at sama klerotev kolkach she'ein shishim natipu. Now stop. Till then we thought of one of two possibilities. It spreads all the way, doesn't spread at all. What do we just run into right now? Nu rabosai? The third possibility. It spreads a little bit, not all the way. This makes all kinds of problems for us. What are you afraid about? Venasa also mixes with a kli nevela. Because he also passed the chaticha nasa nevela. Bibalua. Vimyare hakadera oz. If you will pour off whatever the contents of the, let's say, the chicken soup, you'll pour it out that side. Oz yele charote, but also mixes kli. Shenesa menatipa. So what do? You let it cool down, and once it's cooled down, there can be no absorption anymore. That's the way it's supposed to do it. Make a hole in the bottom, it's not a good idea. This is the smack itself. I told you in the top line of column 2 of page your test in our print, is the famous word, mihu. The word mihu, or umihu, is the way the Rabbeinu Peretz began just about all of his hagos on the smack. The smack and hagos smack. Rav Yitzchok Mikruvil and Rav Peretz Mikruvil. Rav Meinu Peretz Mikruvil. That's Hagos Smak. So with me, it was no exception. Till now, it's the smack itself. This starts what we call Hagos Smak. Miu Bekoshi, that he doesn't like the hole, is going to move around a little bit, which is no good. Wait till it cools down. Ve'olam Nagu Lesok Shenafal Bedofen Shelo Kenegat Arotev. Why? Why? We had a great trick. Just let it cool down. What's the problem? We don't know yet. V'davka k'shenofa shalok et tzara eish. Avo k'shenofa tzara eish. Nogu lahata. Why? Fisha eish sorfa miyab shamiyat. The fire is so hot. When a drop of milk falls on, it'll get burned up immediately. Won't have any impact. That's if it's a tipa bialma. Small amount. If it's a huge gush of milk, the fire can't burn it up so quickly. Oh, Rabbeinu Yechiel says, "Could matter even shaloka negad arotev ayadei shishin by hefsed meruba o Shabbos v'yontuf." Okay, hefsed meruba o Shabbos v'yontuf. Now, what's the case? What's the problem? We might say that the chumrah of the oilam, whatever it is, we don't know what it is yet, it applies 6 days, 5 days, five and a half a week, but not on Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. Then we cannot afford to have any chumras that the oilam likes to impose upon us. That's what we can say, Pashup Shat, in this Hagos Smak that we learn. And as a matter of fact, let's open the Shulchan Aruch right away. You'll see that this Smak and Hagos Smak are really the source of the whole Mechaber. Let's take a look, open up right away. You can see it, Tzadi Beis, Hey and Vav. You'll see it right away, even Zion. It's all coming from the same source. Let's look there, but I'm going to see by looking in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mefarshim how they interpreted some of the other words of the Smak and of other Rishonim as well. This is a good way to get into the Sugya. We just read the Smak is that we passed from the Halacha. Now we'll take the trail to the Shulchan Aruch, then we'll go to the Mefarshim, and we'll try to learn whatever we can. We're going to do Mechaber only, Nor Amor, Mechaber only, Hey, Vav, Zion. Okay? The Mechaber only, Hey, Vav, Zion is pretty short. The Ramah makes it long. This is to Mechaber only. Tipas cholov shenofla lakadei v'sheitzol ha'esh mibachutz. Im nofla k'neged ha'tavshil ein tzorech ala shishim k'neged ha'tipa shemepapas tefnim v'havi ki'ilu nofla b'tavshil. Rabbi say, what's missing? What's missing, Rabbi say, in the Mechaber? He was mekater. What's missing, no? The source is the smack. What's missing? He's just left out a certain phrase, Rebbe Osai. Manashach, right. He didn't discuss the other possibility that the tipa doesn't move. So the Mefarshim say, yeah, that's pashut. It's obvious. Didn't have to bother mentioning it. The smak, who's a rishon, explained the Gemara, has to mention it. The Shulchan Aruch, who's a poisik, doesn't have to mention the obvious. If it doesn't move, it's not a problem. That's what some of the Mefarshim say. Fine. V'im nofla b'mokom ha'reikon, above the waterline, b'fapas, b'dofen ha'kdeira, we have a problem. So therefore, what's the bottom line? It's verbatim quotation, just about, from the smack that we saw quoted in the Mordechai. Now we come to the Hagos smack. Vov. No goylem, less k'shenafal a dolphin shalok k'neged a rotev. Daf k'shenafal also tzad sheinu b'k'neged a eish. Nafal k'neged a eish muta sheish sofim yabshim. Daf k'vadav a muah gon tipa. Avim nafal harbein lahat afil nafal k'neged a eish. Elim kain k'neged a rotev al yidei shishim. Rabbi says again verbatim from the smack. Now Rabbeinu Yechiel in the Mordechai zayim yesh misha mater b'shas atchak kon erev Shabbos. I feel the shalok and I got a rotev. I feel the shalok and I got a eish. I had a shishim. Question: what do we need shishim for exactly? It's the lashon that says over here. I had a shishim. Not exactly sure what the shishim is, because if it's above the waterline, just and it cools down, forget about it. We'll have to see and understand what this really means. Okay, Rabbi Alsai, fine. Now let's just see what the minig ha'olam is about. Where did it come from? The minig ha'olam is a shver of art. Why? He tells you why. Tells you why over here, like this. Tazif Kotn Chof. Tazif Kotn Chof. Pirish lo mahani afilo niachach shiitzdani. It's about the Aruch, fine. The question is, of course, why? So the east of the head, the Aruch gave away the secret. What's the reason for this minig ha'olam to be a machmir? Why? He says, v'chayshinan shema olo achar kach pam achas resichas akadeira. Vinogala also mixes dolphin akteira shenesra. Oh. You're afraid of a wild possibility. You decide to leave the food, the soup, until it cools down. We're afraid that despite your best efforts, what happened? Something moved, the pot moved, the soup moved, something moved, who knows what happened, and the soup rose above that waterline. Right? Rose above the waterline. And now the soup banged into the part of the pot above the waterline, which had become before Nevela. In other words, we all agree, we saw in the Mordechai, if you pour it off on that side, there'd be problems. Or maybe it happened by itself. It rolls up by itself. A pretty far-fetched possibility. And therefore the Mechaber has in Sif Zayin, we don't worry about an Erev Shabbos. But if it's not Erev Shabbos, we do worry about it. They're both just basic stuff. Any questions so far? Please ask. Yes.
Whether it was spashed
and are you talking about the Tasif Katnchav?
Yeah.
The Me'acha Shenafal Kneged Harekon Ozvare Mefapea Rak Bedofna Ktero Levada, as opposed to getting into the soup. He's saying, you may not get into the soup.
Oh.
That's what I think, how I interpret it. It doesn't say how far it's going to go in the pot. Yes, sir, in the wall. Yes.
If the water is already boiling, isn't it rising all over the place?
So you're saying that it's not such a far fetched possibility.
Well, I'm saying that even the mitzvah of boiling water is that same case, where the water is constantly rising to different places.
But now when you discover it, you're going to let cool it down. But that presumably means you turn off the fire. So then it's a less, much smaller chance it's going to start coming up.
Right.
So that's why the Erev Shabbos, you're not worried about it. Yes, sir?
Just in reality, does time really go from the outside of the pot to the inside?
You're asking a good question. What about today's pots? It's a general question. Do our pots today have any absorption? If they don't, then they take a large chunk of Shulchan Aruch and put it, I don't want to quote it to Geniza, but put it into the same category as, you know, Taharos and other Tuchas Paraduma, because we no longer have these factual realities. Not so clear. I'll put you on the case. You can go on your internet and find out what utensils absorb and how much they absorb. Please get back to
more
me.
More from the outside to the end.
Well, it depends. Depends what the material is. Depends how porous it is. Depends if it's how new it is. Maybe many, many factors. So I'll come back tomorrow and expect on my desk tomorrow 9 o'clock a whole printout of whatever the modern people say about these realities. Do they reflect really reality today? I will tell you, before going any further in the world of science, that I saw two gdolim say that maybe we can rely on what some of the experts tell us. And nowadays, you don't find much absorption in our metal pots that are made under factory conditions, as opposed to when they just took a hammer and it started banging away and it wasn't exactly so perfect. There were rough edges, etc., etc. You'll see Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted that way in one of his chuvis. And Rav Shech the Shlita, the Havda Mechaim Lechaim, also is printed that way in certain cases. This is what we call a tziruf. So tomorrow you come to me and we'll try to discuss it. That's going to be relevant for all these simanim coming up. Everything is going to be relevant to the whole Sadi Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav. It's all based on this absorption in the metal. There is none. That we're learning Masechta Paro. Okay, it's a nice Masechta. Yeah, well, I don't know, will be. Maybe they'll go back to making pots the old way. Who knows what'll happen? But okay, I appreciate that comment, and I want you to come back to me with whatever you come up with in your research. Please. Okay, Rabosei? So we had a nice taste introduction back into the sugya. We saw the one excerpt of the Mordechai, the final piece from the Smak and Nagos Smak, and we saw how it's quoted in the Mechaber Hei Vav and Zayin is all based on this citation. Everything from the Smak and the Nagos Smak, and then from the Rabbeinu Yechiel, it's also quoted in the Nagos Smak. Adkan Loshen Mori Harap. I mean, a parent Sheikh. That's how it starts. That's how it's the last thing. But that's all. So far, we've only seen one opinion, right? I mean, fundamentally. And that's what we pass like la locha lamaisa. So we're going to have to go a little bit lightly on the other opinions, because we don't want to sink, no pun intended, into the what, the cadaver there, of all the other opinions. We're going to have to talk about it just a little bit to get some of the excitement back in. But we started off by reading the entire Mechaber. Read the entire Mechaber. Good. Okay, Rabosai? Let's go. In the Mordechai itself, we saw quite a number of opinions which precede the Smak and Nagos Smak. And I want to divide it, Rabosai, into a number of excerpts. A number of excerpts. There were two excerpts of the Marami Rutenberg. One is a citation by the Mordechai, his Talmud, of the observances of his Rebbe. And one is an actual tshuva of the Rebbe. Let's first see the first one first. That's how we started in this Mordechai. Umori Haramzal, it's page Yud Ches in the new print. Umori Haram, if you have the old print, it's towards the beginning of Taf Reish Ayin Tes. Umori Arams Aragil Horak Shinofel Isra Dolphin Akdera, the Eitel Aish, Bafili Shel Cheres, Matir, Yesh Batav Shel Shishim Pomim Shishim, Kinegara Tipa Shinofel. Whoa, a new math here. 60 times 60. What's Pshat? Where do you get that from? Putama the Milsim, Mishadat Tipa Nosan Thomas Vivo Sel, Ad Shishim, Viad Shishim, Nasa Katira Chaticha the Isura. It's called Chanan Kagon, and it gives you the measurements of the Middle Ages, Pshutim and Litrin. I don't know how to measure these things anymore nowadays, but 60 times 60, we know that number, we know. Then the Tavshel is Mutter, alright, Avali Olam, even if the Tavshel is Mutter, Hakadera Asura, Afilu Vatipa Ketanam Od. Why? The Klicheres and Amotzi B'dei Dofil Yolam, you cannot kasha earthenware, as you all know. And therefore, the earthenware piece, which originally had meat and now has some milk, is going to be treif forever. Forever. Okay. What about the food? The food is going to be okay 60 times 60. Well, let's review again the 60. That's the new math, the 60 times 60. If you don't have 60 times 60, let's say, for example, the drop fell into so much of the drop that the pottery around it is only 50 times its volume. Then we're fearful, the whole thing became treif. So you're going to need 60 times, not a tipa, but 60 times the entire area that became treif. So that's a serious problem. That's why you have to, if you have 60 times 60, then you're going to be okay, because the original drop can't make the entire kedera also for more than 60, and therefore if you had manashach, if it was bottle b'shishim, so then it's bottle. If it asses, you have 60 times the entire kedera that became necessary with the original tipa. In short, that's where the 60 times 60 comes from. It's all an oral tradition of the Mordechai, the name of the Rebbe, the Marami Wittenberg. However, Rabbi Osai, this is an oral tradition. But it's a tshuva of the Rav Maram. Let's go that, and then the last is going to be the Ravam. The tshuva of the Maram says the same thing himself, but he quotes other positions. That's why we have to get, you know, we like the smack. Now you notice the Maram made no distinction so far between above the waterline and below the waterline. Keep that in mind, okay? We're so used to it because we saw the Shulchan Aruch, the smack liked it, we like it. He didn't make such a distinction. Let's see the tshuva. There's a distinction there. Shuv Matzazi, it's page Yutes, new paragraph 1. If you have the old print, it's about halfway through Tav Resh Ayin Tes. Shuv Marat, V'Shesha Alta, Ma'imodi, or Shesha Alta Mori, his Rebbe asked him a question, Ma'imodi al tipas cholo shenofla al dofen akdem ibuchutz. You know what I have? He says to his Rebbe, I've Shuv Rabbeinu Shimshul biyodi, the Rabbeinu Shimshul Mishans, known as the Rashba sometimes, I'm Shimshul ben Avram, not the Rashba that we in Torah Zabais, who was a Sephardi Godo from Barcelona. He's an Ashkenazi from Shantz, okay, somewhere in France, okay? V'herich bo harbe, and what v'kosav, to paraphrase, Shari, go back, the Rosh Mishantz's Rebbe, is the Re, a nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam, you know, and his Talmud, going back all the way to the family of Rashi. This is how the tradition passes down through the generations. Also Betroit, that's the city of Rashi, you can see how many generations this is later on. This is the Maram reading. Maram is describing what the Rabbi and the Shimshon was before him, quoted from his Rebbe from the Re, quoted from his Rebbe the Riva. It goes back all the way. That's tradition. Uriah's Re, and here we go back again. Perek Dam Chatos Bishul B'Mikzas Kli. Ton Rika Shtifa Kolakli. Why? Ibikli Nechoshes Bushola, Ubihitzchuk Kra, the Kochim, Alma the Enem of Hapea Bakula, Afa Pisha Klicham. Oh, so the smack says it's an unresolved question in Paragdam Chatas. The way the Re seems to be saying, it's resolved. How is it resolved? It's resolved, Rabbi Osai, that it does not Mefapea, because you need a special pasuk from a Rika Shtifa, which is a kind of a Hagola when it comes to Kochim. Now, mitzvah saloshin atik lemori. Who's loshin? Loshin of what? I think it means the tshuva of the Rabbeinu Shimshon that he referred to earlier. What's the story over there? Pamachat emavashin basar b'kadeira. V'nafal mat chol aval dofen ha-kadeira mi-bachutz. Shil nafal atocha, I've had it fall into the soup, into the chicken soup. Ha-barotim v'chatichal levat l'acholf. Okay, but now it didn't fall into the soup. It fell into the outside wall. Fil hachi, you know, there was 60 in the kindness of the soup. L'rotza rabbeinu lahat. He was afraid. Why? Meshe'ein ha-cholam mefapea b'chol dofni ha-kadeira. K'moshe mechiyach sham. B'divin and krom. How did it spread out? It'd be a tzad l'kula. So the 60 times which exist in the blia of the pot compared to the drop of milk would have cancelled it, would have been mevatla. But we're not sure it goes that far. Nimsa rabosai b'mokam shenofal osa kol ha-balua b'dofneo v'nas ha-nevela. We're afraid that the milk goes part of the way. Whatever it goes is not an avela. V'chozev v'yosu komashu b'kadeira im ein bo shishin levatel shir ofi ovi hadofen shenofal shom hacholof. You have to have 60 times, not the drop of milk, 60 times the thickness of the pot where the milk fell. To be shir ovi hadofen tzor l'shar. What does that mean? We don't know how much meat was involved in initial cookings. So the milk got mixed into the meat. It fell in a certain spot. For all we know, it took up that spot. And that whole spot is Nase Nevelo. Because we don't know that it spread out uniformly throughout the entire pot. So therefore, the Re was not in the rush to be matter anything. Maybe it's Nase Nevelo, Rabosai. Maybe it's Nas and Avela. And then, you know, you have a problem. Umisharina b'kol ha-kadera kula. Where'd that come from? Why the entire kadera? Because you're not sure. We don't know what went, when it went out. V'davka sheyev shalaman al atipa. Oh, the only time you count the entire pot is you don't know how much milk fell in. Kama hoysa. Shlo hir gishbo v'lo roosa el alacha shenafal adofen akter. V'az yev shalashag v'shishin peyotzeven. We don't know. Completely. Oh, that's the Re's case. We don't know how much milk fell. Sixty times 60 would suffice. Question becomes, if the 60 times 60, what's the problem? Why is so machmer? Even 60 times 60? Only on Erev Shabbos, of the Hefsin Tzas. That's the problem. We don't know where it comes from. And some say this can't be. Can't be. We don't understand it. There is, however, on the side, a smag, which is paraphrased, to emphasize again, by the Ramah. This is from all these Haggadahs from the Ramah. This is not a citation. He quotes it from the Beis Yosef. Also not a citation. It's only in a paraphrasing. And he seems to say, for some reason not fully understood to us, that even in a case of 60 times 60, we're not rushing to be Mekel if it's not Erev Shabbos or Mokum Hefset Tzatz. Why? Let's read together. Again, it's not the original Lashon, but all right. Give us an approximation. Tipas Cholam Shenafel Al Kedera. Shishim kinegda, 60 times in the contents of the pot, as opposed to the drop of milk. Ein yochol levatla. Okay. V'im kain. Hatipa oseres hakedera kol svivo seho. It asks the walls of the pot throughout its surroundings. V'nesra ha-tavshel shebo. Adkan. And through the, it goes in two steps. Step one, the drop into the pot. Step two, from the pot into its contents. Ha-resha osra smag av im yesh samach shel samach. I didn't see that the Farish in the words of the smag, nor did I see the Farish even in the words of the Beis Yosef, who quotes the smag more accurately, but that's how it's interpreted. And of course the question becomes, why should that be so? Why should that be so? If it's 60 times 60, it should be good, as we said before, Mimanashach. He explains why a little bit does the Ramah in this Haggah. How does he explain? Ki kol hakedera neseres. The entire kedera is neseres. That begs the question. Why is the entire kedera neseres? Make up your mind, Rabosai. If the kedera is 60 times the milk, so it's bottle, the walls of the kedera is in vat of the milk. And if not, we should, again, if not, if the full kedera, oh, I guess that's, but he said you do have 60 times 60. He's admitting that the walls have 60 times the volume of the drop of milk. What's the problem? So we discussed it in the Beis Medrash this morning. One possibility is, we saw the expression last week in the Megillah Sefer, which I'll put on the screen again today later, which is it in one koach or in two kochos? Does it go straight or does it go in stages? So perhaps the pshat that we asked even 60 times 60 is for the following scenario. It fell into the initial piece, which only has 50 times its volume. Then it made a second push and it spread further into the outer reaches of the pot. So maybe you have to say Hanan and require 60 times the original push of the tipa into its immediate surroundings within the walls of the pot. So that's, even though you have 60 times the, you have 3,600 times the original drop in the soup, in the chicken soup in the pot, it won't work because you have first an acid 50 times its volume, then an acid another 50 times that volume, 2,500 times its volume, and then you're not going to have 60 times that. I can't even compute that. You have to get a calculator out to figure out what's 2,500 times 60. You can figure it out. Yes?
Why don't we say sofa l'spashe?
Very good. Why don't we say sofa l'spashe? That's a great kasha. Why don't we say sofa l'spashe? So the answer, I believe, is as follows. These poskim are assuming that sofa l'spashe is found in Talmud Bavli. The phrase is not found in Talmud. Where does the phrase come from? Tosus created that phrase. But there's a hechrich. You're forced to say it from where? From the Mishnah Mefereshes. Tipos kolav shenof la'alachat ticha. So sofa l'spashe is clear in Talmud Bavli when it comes to a chaticha, a piece of meat. Piece of meat. But a piece of metal is not the same as a piece of meat. V'horaya. Piece of meat, we know for sure from the Mishnah that's mefapea b'kulo. Piece of metal, we're not sure. It's an unresolved, potentially unresolved question in Zvachim Tzadi Vav. So therefore, perhaps the sofa l'spashe theory may also not apply to a piece of metal. Understand what I just told you? That's why you can't derive one from the other. Which we're getting some of the general contours over here, and we're never going to get to the real bottom of everything. I'm telling you in advance, because we can't read the whole Haggos Mordechai again. We're going to just try to get it to the some of the fundamentals over here in this sugi. All right? So far, Rabosai, so good. So far, so good. Only thing we didn't see yet, so we're not sure Rabbeinu Shimshon wanted to be matir. We don't know why. He never told us why he wanted to be matir. At the end of the day, we're not so fast. We don't really like it. We don't really like it. Your Ashim to maybe have required whatever 60 times 60, maybe one. We don't know. But the one thing we didn't discuss is the Ravan, another critical primary source. Ravan is also very early in the Rishonim. Very early. Ravan is a father-in-law of Rabbeinu Yoel, who's the father of the Rav Yoh. So we're talking the grandfather of the Rav Yoh. And Rav Yoh wasn't that late either. So they told him again, early Rishonim, relatively speaking. This apparently these things happen every day. And I want to tell you, I told the Bachum today, you're not going to believe it. It was 6:25 on Thursday afternoon. I was sitting in my office waiting to go to Ma'ariv. The phone rings. Musmech of Yeshiva calls me up. Yes, what happened? Well, there were two pots touching each other. Ooh, I told Shtei Kederes and Ogo Zubazoo. And then what happens? The chicken soup overran one pot and bumped into the other pot. I said, whoa, that has nothing to do with Shtei Kederes. This is Tipas Basar Shenafal ala Kedera. And what was the other Kedera? Was it Milchik? Baruch Hashem, was Parf. So that makes things a little bit easier to manage. A little bit. You don't say Hanan when it comes to these kinds of things. It was a complicated question, how to kasha the pot should remain parv. Didn't want to come and place the pot. And what about the cauliflower in the pot? If you think these shadows only existed in the 12th century, that these Gedolei Olam were operating, Rabbo said they extended to the 21st. I got the shadow on Thursday. This is, I couldn't make this up. Really? So these things really come up. And this, the oven shadows, which we'll get at the end of the week, certainly come up. Got a shadow about that also on the same day. No, these things really happen. We're not discussing, it's not Masechta Parah. Unless, again, you say that our pots are different than their pots. Then we're in Masechta Parah. But I'm not ready to make that assumption as of yet. So what did Ravan say? A story, not in, I think the child came from Queens. Maisa be Queens. No, Maisa be Magensa. Magensa was a forerunner of Queens. What happened over there? Because they were Malaya Bosar, V'tavshel Shoyse Sfus Eitel Or, V'rosachas. V'nishbara Kashel Cholav Nebuch. A whole bottle of milk fell. V'nita is Min Acholav Ala Kedeva Shel Bosar Al Dofna, V'bachutz. V'nishalti Ola. Nirali Dimyesh B'kedera Below Tavshel. Just the walls. Shishim. Levat L'Acholav Hanil L'Masocho. Lonas and Avela. Midi dahavi atipas cholav shenaf la chaticha dimiyesh bechaticha samach liyavat la tipa lo asfina misvat lacha. Oh, he compares metal to meat. Bata b'shish b'shit v'yim tomar v'lo cholav shenivla b'kedera nosan tam l'rotev shenizbalaba v'chihoda nafala rotev l'socha kedera have a min b'minu lesa b'masha. Get a pressure to Ravano like Rashi. Rashi passed instead of Asuga and Avkuftes. Min bimino is be mashu. Now you have to say, what is his question exactly? He just got through saying that it's bottle. So what's the eskakash of Yom Toma? It's bottle. What do you mean by lo cholof shenivle bekadera nos and tam lirot of shenizbala? He just got through saying, we're talking about a case where it is shishim kenegdo. Shishim kenegdo. So what's he talking? That's what the Mohagos Mordechai, the Shol wanted to make a Hagor. Wanted to change the text because he was stuck. And the Ramah said, just to give you one small piece, just again, because of our fondness for the Ramah, the last line of page Yud Ches in the bottom, it gives you, he signs his name, Moshe Israel's Mikraka. You know, it happened every day. He signed his name. You shouldn't think it's some kind of a fly by night who's talking over here. It's the God of Adar talking. So he says over here, just to read a few lines, just a few lines, he says to the Shoel, Shelos Akal Hashem Shelos Nearly Lomad. We're just going to read about the majority of these seven lines. The Ravan holds the word. The Ravan is the last one on the line here. The Ein Akdeira Moel Atavshil Ben Atavshil Moel Akdeira Ubin Shishim BeKdeira Levat Al Acholov Shenofla Olav Kadesh Akdeira Lo Teyasa Nevela. The pot at the wall for the Yunus Trichon the Shara Ben Atavshil Neged. Kol Akadera, the entire wall, the Dilma Mispashit, the Kol Akadera, Manasa Kula Nevela. Fine. So that, we have 60, that takes care of that problem. The 60 times in the walls of the pot to prevent the pot from becoming a Nevela. Great. Aval, Mikomakom, Gam Akadera Asura, Afilu Yesh Bo Shishim. But it's going to be a problem. Why? The Dilma, we're not sure. That's best to the smack. We're not sure what happens exactly in Tzvachim Tzadivah. The Dilma ain't a fapeh bekula, so we don't know. We have no idea how far the milk spilled within the walls of the flesh of the pot. V'lochein on the tzrichim shishim min atavshil neged atipa. Why? The Dilma nichnas achol miyad lerotev veinim is battle bekudera kemoshu das tas mefarshim. In other words, you may go straight into the pot. So you need 60 times the milk in the contents of the pot. You still have a problem with the walls of the pot. We have to the last four lines. Why? We don't have to count the full volume of the kedera, because if you would count the full volume of the pot, of the walls of the pot, it'd be both the b'shishin. Oh. Samach negaratipa. Shazel, poshut b'yenav, k'nishari surim. Obviously, you need 60 times the milk in the soup. Uluzeh hiksha hakachi es sekasha. V'yim tomar, hereyachola v'atzalomar, v'af im einan utzvichil mishar negat kol akadera, because the entire of the kadera is more than 60 times the milk. Mikomakom, yesh leso mikoach min bimino v'chule. What does that mean? Maybe it didn't spread throughout the entire kedera, only do part of it. It wasn't batel b'shishim, and a mashu of it gets mixed in to the chicken soup, right? And you made chicken soup there yesterday also. So yesterday's chicken soup, which now took in some milk in a ratio of less than 60-1, and today's chicken soup is mimimim mashu. And what did he answer it? Yesh lomar, second line on page Yutes. I feel that Yehuda the yestay high svara lo asa. Lo asa Yehuda lekshenaf alachaticha v'nesra mitam hacholav shuben v'oseras shachaticha meshen minam. We saw that in Dak and Tosis on Navkuf. Aval cholav and nivla b'kdeiro ena oseres arotev shen nivla bo leser ezesh b'kdeiro mishemino mino shenifla. We saw that. Remember that? What? Oh, whatever it was, somebody said that way. For kol shken the rabbanon that most posts can hold like the istul mimimina bottle. Fine. Now going to bring a proof. This is where it gets a little bit sticky now. Viteda is going to prove his point. The arminon isra nivla oser heter nivla. If you say chanan de balua. Now he's trying to say, you don't say Chanan Bebalu on these in these cases. Why not? What's his proof that you don't say it? Ha de'oma kliya Bebalua mi'ay nesech ma'agim upamim begim yamim. Let's call that milu ve'irui. You fill it with 3 days, you pour it out, etc. Name or no? Ki yor mayim bela mi'ad min ha'mayim ve'osru yayin ha'nivla es mayim she'nivlu v'chi hodar polat b'mayim ha'vali mayim b'mayim min b'mina v'litzer kod Rabbi Yehuda. So you put in water, the water goes back into the pot, comes back into the water, and the whole water is going to come and shtick treif, and answer the whole pot again. And also, it says this tnan is a mistake. It's not tnan, it's tanya. To my knowledge, it's not a mishnah, it's a brisa. It's in tzadi zayinam and aleph. Kedei rosh yibishal ba'basal lo yivashal b'cholav. V'yim bishal b'nosin tam, which means that if you taste it, you don't taste it, it's okay. Name of Kedera Tchila Bola Min HaCholof. The pot absorbed, the flesh of the pot absorbed the milk. Vinesra Mitam HaBosa Shabo. And the milk got absorbed in the pot and became treif because of the previous taste of meat. Vichipoltole, and when the milk goes out, Havali Cholof Nevela Min Bimino. Let's be Litzah B'mashal Kod Rebuta. Never heard such a thing. Alavadai, this is tricky. Cholov heter shenivla. V'cholov shebechutz mitstarfim levatel as tama bosna lebekadera. You put together the milk which is absorbed in the fleshik pot and the milk which is sitting in the fleshik pot. They gang up on the meat which is absorbed in the fleshik pot. You don't treat the milk which is absorbed in that pot separately. And mayim exactly the same thing. Okay? So hu adin, the last line, l'cholov, im nafal al kdem b'chutz, oshari surin, end quote of the Ravan, v'cheinoser Rabbeinu Baruch, maise, v'oser as hakadera v'hitir as hatavshil. What's he saying over here? You don't say chanan, this kind of circumstance, because whatever in the contents of the pot will immediately joined forces with what was just in the wall of the pot, because it's the same thing, and they'll join forces, and you're not going to say Chanan, there'll be Mevatel, whatever meat is in there. That's what he's saying briefly. So we've gone through briefly the smak, two sources of the Marami Rutenberg, including the Rabbeinu Shimshon and the Ri, and now also the Rava. Okay, just once over lightly. Yes, sir.
Don't we say
Masha
Bala Palat? So, what's his
raya
from?
No, that's a separate case. But it's Roskin. Roskin over here. That's a different story. Rabbi Osai. Now that we've read the primary text, everything is read now is all Chazar. Nothing we said today was new. We chazed everything until now. We have to just try to second half of the shir, just go wrap it up, go a little bit further, and then just say we're done by definition because we're out of time. We just can't spend a whole life on this. On this one source, okay? But it's going to go a little bit further and try to analyze some of the texts, okay? I'm going to use the Shulchan Aruch as my primary source, I'm saying, open up your Shulchan Aruch, and I also have here the Bari HaShulchan. We'll put on the screen the Megillah Sefer. So between these three, what happened? In these three sources, I hope it's going to work. Little thing over here. In these three sources, we're going to try to analyze the sugya. Thank you very much. We'll do the best we can. We'll do the best we can. So everyone open up to the Shulchan Aruch. I happen to be here in Sif Vav right now, because we read the Taz, Sif Katan Chaf, who explained the Minhag HaOlam. Okay? Once we're in Sif Vav, let's take a look at the Shach for a minute. Nagu ha'olam lesak shenafu al dolphin shaloka negat arota. The Shach Chaf Hei. Nire, the Dafka b'kadera yishana. Who? The Nagu lesak shenafu al negat arota. Why? When we tam shakasi sent to Aruch klal amin alaf to the days. The chashinon, shema, ola achar kach pamachas resicha sakadera. V'nagu los mitzvahs dolphin al gera shena. So we said before, we saw the same quotation in the Taz Chaf beforehand. Adkan. Aber b'kedera chadasha, it's a brand new pot. Was never used before. Vadai, tim yesh b'tavshil, shishim, neged. What, we have a problem here? Why do we have a problem? See if we can figure it out. Maybe the power is off or something. So how do you put the power on? There you go. We have a techie who's second to none. Okay, right? Thank you. So if it's a brand new pot, there's nothing to ask her. What are you worried about? There's nothing there. The top part of the pot is empty. It's totally empty. 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 Then it goes further than that. It's very relevant to us. This is critical, Rabosai. Ena Basyama means this water has been dormant for 24 hours. Very common case in our kitchens. We have so many pots, Baruch Hashem. And then, on a b'diyevet level, the food cannot be prohibited, but whatever was absorbed in the top of that pot more than 24 hours previously. V'chein ha'filu b'kedere yishon ha'basyoma. But, v'yesh b'tav shel shishim, p'amim shishim, v'yachas, pochos ma'at. I'm not going to the whole cheshbonos of the math. Negad ha'tipa. B'chol zeh lo nagu iser. Beautiful. This is all based on what the Shach said earlier. Understand what the Chashashas are. The Chashashas are found earlier, Rabosai, in Sifkot and Chof in the Shach. Rabosai, Chof in the Shach is telling you why you can't pour it off that side. Sifvav is the equivalent. Maybe it happened by mistake. Sifhei, it happened on purpose. Take a look at Sifkot and Chof in the Shach. Marik She'ein B'tav Shel Shishim. Can they get also welcome Reikon? There's not enough in the contents of the pot 60 times the empty part of above the waterline. Then a shishim pomim shishim viachas pokos maat negaratipa. Again, we're going to the same myth. Fishatipa osrat shishim. Okay, nematipa yeh shishim viachas pokos maat. Again, the myth you can figure out yourself. And 60 times 60. Lav dafka is a little bit more than that. Vinire. Timikomoko, even so. And Laras Hatav Shal Derech also Mokam Hakadera. Then Levat Islachatchil, Il Kaderech Hadosha, also Laros, Shema in Mefapel, but Mixes Akli, Lonis Battle Mitchila, Akshak Shiro Yvatla Tipo, so it's Bittle Islachatchil. And a Kaderech Hadosha means Irobi Yevit Sagan Bishishnagar Tipo Lachud. But the Chatchila lo Yare, still shouldn't do the Chatchila, Rabosai. You're getting places on?
Yeah.
Slowly.
Slowly.
Now, Bosai, once we're here, and this Sif Hei, the Taz Sifkotin Yutes goes to town, has a very lengthy discussion over here, and we're not going to read the entire Taz, it's much too long. First of all, part of it is what we saw already in the Mordechai. Okay? I want to read you just a little bit. He says over here, after quoting the Maharam, he said, two chumras and one kula. This is the Taz of Katan Yutes. One, chumrachas. Tafilo nafla neged tatavshil, lo armina da tavshil mevatla. Okay? Against the smack. The smack said if it goes below the waterline, goes right in, nothing to worry about. The Maharam doesn't say that. Chumrashniya, da kadeira nishara asura. The kadeira itself stays also. So we saw it beferish in the Mordechai, the name of the Maharam. Not clear that everyone agrees to that, as we shall see. What's the kula achas? You can pour it out right away, because you have 60 times the entire Isser. The smack, he says, holds exactly the reverse. Hepech mamish. What does he hold? There's a suffek, Rabbi Osai. Is the papua, does it go, or doesn't go, doesn't move at all? That's the base Yosef said, is a suffek, how far it goes. He throws in an additional suffek. Maybe it didn't go anywhere. Right? Didn't go anywhere. What's the shalom? If papem in atav shal achadas chusum komo, or not? So therefore the smack says, he gives it, if it's in the under the waterline, but the memadashach. Okay? If it goes throughout everything, so it's botel b'shishin, kol akli. Okay? What does it really mean, kol akli? It means chusum komo. Okay? So it's, if it goes through, it goes into the tafshal itself, memadashach. Doesn't go through, stays in its place, doesn't go at all. This is how the smack said. Fine. The Taz is reviewing everything. And then it says, if you pour out that place, then a chelek gadol becomes prohibited. Okay? Not until the rotev. Otherwise it would have gone all the way. Ki yesh kan chibur b'tipa matashil. Okay? This is what it says. So we're afraid it covered a big round, but not 60 times. You can't pour that way. Fine. This is what the Taz summarizes. Are we in a good place? No, much further.
Much further?
I want Sadi Basif. Try that. We're in the right place. Stop right there. We're exactly where we have to be. Rabosai, I just read you some of the highlights of the Taz. Rabosai, the Shach. Again, there's some brief highlights in Yud Ches and Yud Tes. Ain't Sarach Elashishim the Kenegan Atipa. Hainu Yud Tes. The hatter atavshil, avala kedera mikomakom asura. The ktera, according to the shach, remains prohibited. Got to pour out the other side. The Taz implied that perhaps the kedera itself would be permissible. If you look at Yud Ches, he quotes a smack verbatim. I'm not reading it again because we don't have the time to read everything so many different times. He quotes the Beis Yosef. It fell above the waterline. And it becomes adkan l'shono. Val pi advarim o'el and dibrei mechaber elakitzer b'loshen. He left out the mamadashach. He didn't quote the other side, right? Presumably because it's a davar poshut. But now, before going any further, Rabosai, let us turn our attention to what we'll call a side point. Where the Mishpitzo Zov and Sivkot and Yud Zayin, Prima Gadol commenting on the Taz, Ayin Taz and Yud Zayin. What do you say? He says, the Rashal Kosov Yapirkin Anoshe, Afa Kedera Muteres Minadin, the pot itself, against the Shah, the pot itself is kosher. Mikaradin, Chenir Iker, Frek the Prima Gadol, I don't understand why, Lo Avin Osi, Masha Kosov Mashman Kedera As. Akdera Asura, Hobihedya. What do you mean, Mashma? The Ramos is beferish, Kenegada Rotev, Hakdera Asura. And the Marshal says it's Mutter, Loyadana Tamamai. I don't understand him. But he has a possible answer. Ibikdera Shadark Lishtamish Beshefa. Look at Simon Sadi Test, Kufcha Beis. What does that mean? The Rashma is a Chiddush Nifla. The Rashma says the reason you can't use a treif pot is because you may cause treif in the second thing you're cooking in there. What will happen if the nature of the pot is such that I always use hundreds of times the volume of the pot, of the walls, in this humongous tanker? It's called Dark Lishtamash Beshefa. The Rashba is making. There's nothing wrong using a tray for pot. As long as the food's not going to become tray. The Taz, however, himself rejects it. Hataz lo posakein. Not in Sadi Tes, not in Kufka Beis. He rejects it. He doesn't like it. He says, "I memanashach in your test." No, the mepamachas lo yafapea v'sheni yafapea memanashach leka. He doesn't understand this whole kula. He doesn't like the mashal at all. The mishpat shows up, and he throws the kedaka b'shefa, which is a beautiful kula quoted by the machaber. But the Taz doesn't pass in that way. So he doesn't understand what the Taz seems to be saying over here, and he leaves it sort of at a tzarachian. Rabosai does the Mishpat Zav. If you look carefully in the Gilyon Maharsha, the Gilyon Maharsha, he says something which is very interesting. The Gilyon Maharsha says, you know, wait a minute. Maybe there's some room to be lenient. Why is there room to be lenient? We said before, Darko B'Shefa. Either Taz rejects Darko B'Shefa, I rejects it, we don't accept it. Why over here suddenly are we accepting it? He says as follows. It's a Gilyon Maharsha on the Shach Yutess. I and Taz Kan Yud Zayin. I and the Sof Simen Tzadi Tess. That's Darko B'Shefa. For after Taz Shom, who denies Darko, they're talking riddles. You should know everything by heart, you know. Even the Taz who does not Shefa, Homikomakom Kan Gam Gzeiro Leko. The Mivashal B'Pachos Ma'at K'neged HaTipam K'en Lo Yetzi L'Chutz. He wants to say, look, it's only a chash. The Mukli Shein Darko L'Shtamash B'Odav Amut HaKli Mutter Pri Chodesh. I, we deny the Shefa. Here, it's a combination of factors. If it's treif mamash, we deny b'shefa. But here, it's daka b'shefa, plus all things on the chumah to begin with. So writes the Gilyon Maharsha to defend the sheet of the Maharsha, which the Taz quotes, and the Taz himself, the Mishpat Zav, doesn't like it at all. And he's going to try to make it a little bit better. Okay, a little bit better. I'm not going to alter all the pratim right now. Fine. Rabosai, we had left off, if you recall, on Thursday, in the Chavos Das. Because the Chavos Das has many things to say on this very important sugya. And we're going to see just some of them briefly. And then we're going to turn our attention to both to the Megillah Sefer, who has important things to say, and other Svarim. You know, but I have one more thing. Before we even go to the Chavos Das, which is not on the page itself, I wanted to show you one more thing on the page itself. It's very important. There's a Pischei Tshuva Gimel. It's on the page itself. Pischei Tshuva Gimel is in Sif Vov. Okay? That's where you find Pischei Tshuva Gimel. Ozak Deira Avi Asura. Nira. It's going to be critical to the entire week of Shira. The Bechol Mokom Shahuska Besimetze Shakteira Asura. Imi Shal Matris Ubola Hagila. Lo Mahanik Shiemalene Maim Vira Tichena. Doesn't help to fill up the pot and boil the water. The Imkain Sara Chitzon Lo Nigal. He didn't cash the outside of the pot. Gotta take the whole pot and get even a bigger pot and submerge it completely. So writes the Pischei Tshuva. Is this correct? Is this not correct? Not so simple that it is correct. The source of the Magen Avraham is talking about a ladle, Rabosai. The ladle, even in that case, the Yisuf Ehetta says it's okay. And some say it's a machlokas here between the Magen Avraham and others, and the others say no. Here it's not as bad as the ladle. You know why? In the ladle case, you submerge the ladle. So the outside of the ladle is actually submerged in, fill in the blank, chometz, basar, and cholov, as the case may be. So then it's not enough just to fill up the inside of the ladle with hot water. Not enough. But over here, it's not submerged. It's a drop fell on the outside. If a drop fell on the outside, there's nothing wrong with kashering it from the inside. More than that, Rabosai. The Chazon Ish is mekel kashen on the inside, even if it was submerged, even in a case of a ladle. So there are three opinions with respect to kashen, which I'm not going into now in detail, just letting you know that this is an idea. The Chazon Ish, as far as, if we say it's bolea bekulo, so it's maflit bekulo. I don't care what went in the outside. I can get it out from the inside. That's the Chazon Ish Shita. Not everybody agrees that, as we just mentioned before. Okay, Rabosai. So now I think the best way to approach it, since we have this beautiful screen, is to go with the screen. And in the Chavos Das, we may have to just, we read part of it a little bit on Thursday, we may have to just turn our attention to this particular source, as it's so much clearer. The print is clearer, and you'll have it on the screen. Maybe we'll just use a little shortcut. What are we holding? We're going to take a step back, this review we spoke about last week, briefly, and we're going to try to go through, plow through, if I may use that expression, this beautiful sefer as he summarizes, and just add a couple of comments on our own, perhaps. Excuse me. Is he thinking still? Oh. Baruch Hashem. The Gemara Chulin, we know about Tivas Chol on a Chatitas Basa. But Tivas Chol of Rabbi Hosai on a pot, we don't know. We rattled off five shilas. Remember that? I'm not going to read a pit. This has the five shilas, not the sources. The Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai. Shuvas Mara, Das Rabbeinu Shimshon, Lahatir, this Somech Azeb Mokom Hefzim Bishaz Atchak. Below the Sparish, Am Tamo Shal Arashla, we saw, we read the Rashi and Shal, didn't tell us why. So the Chazanish, Beis Yosef understood, 60 times 60. That's Tamuah. Im Kein Shlahatir Gam Shal Bishaz Atchak. The Yev Shal Esa Yosef Izeh. We said it's not true. The Smag, again, it's called the Ramah, the Smag Asa 60 times 60. But oh, we have a pshat in two stages, all right? But he doesn't like it. The chazish and pshat. The pshat is the gra. We read the gra on Thursday. I'm not going to read it again. That guda. The rabbeinu shimshon is the hatim shimshon doma the base kdeves baser and cholov shenoga zu bezu shein an osra zu bezu. What's pshat, Rabbi Osai? And atipa shenafla be bechutz mispashedas lefnim klal. What does that mean? We said earlier at the very beginning of the sugya, a piece of meat, things go all the way through. But don't compare metal to meat. Metal, because if the sugar goes all the way through, it goes all the way through. But meat, excuse me, that's meat, goes all the way through. But metal, since it doesn't go all the way through, says that the Rabbeinu Shimshon in his mind, an amazing chiddush. The thick pot is really two pots. It's two peels. Divide the pot in half. So therefore, if divide the pot in half, you should consider one piece of metal the equivalent of two pots touching each other. An amazing shita. I wouldn't have said it on my own, but we saw it on Thursday in the Gra when he quoted the Aguda and the whole story. This is, I don't have time to read it again. We actually saw it. If this is the case, you don't eat shisha v'negat atipa, because atipa, as someone said on Thursday, remains outside. Remains outside. You can cook inside. You don't even have a gola. That's exactly the idea. That's the reason that Beis Kteiros, Noga Zubazu, don't ask to each other. That's the sheet of the Rash. That's exactly why, because it stays in the other pot. Here it stays on the outside of the pot. The Gro doesn't like it. Two Kteiros don't ask to each other. Why is that? Mishum Ein Beinehem Rotev. To Tu Chatichas Ein Beluyotzev L'Rotev. But here, it's one piece of meat. It's one piece of meat. Goes from one side to the other of meat, told to by metal. Rabbeinu Shimshon would say, no. Even if this rotev, it wouldn't ask to each other, because we don't pask in that way like the Rash. Okay, that's number one. Now you have the Rava. We saw this with the Rava. We just read the Rava. Starts off by saying, why is it mutter? Because the tipa mispashetes bedofen akdeo butler b'shishim shalalach luchas habluo bedofen. That's how he starts off by saying it gets diffused in all the absorption of the pot, of the walls of the pot. If that's the reason, that's the case. The Ravan understands the Gemara and Zvachim that the tipa spreads out throughout the pot equally, uniformly, and it's bottled. That's how the Ravan starts off. But the continuation says no, a different reason. Balua b'kli, you don't say chanan. If that's the case, even if there's no shishim in the wall to be mevatel the tipa, it's still mutter. Comes to balua, you don't say chanan. All you need is 60 times in the soup against a drop of milk, which you always have. The gra understands that's shot in the Ravan. It's a big fight. 2 days in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzarechez. We saw it on Thursday. Ramon Paskins, we hold his usur. And you see from tipa schalav. As we see, the tipa asks the entire tov until shishim, and you need 60 times 60, we pass in chanan. We do pass in chanan in balua. You know, the Ravan seems to say towards the end that we do not pass in chanan. The beginning of the Ravan seems to say it's uniform absorption is both of the shishim. I don't want to start up with the Megillah Sefer, though we could. We have this Mordechai with the Ravan, with the Hagol, or the Ramot. Let's leave well enough alone. Just going to do chazal according to one opinion. Right. The Maran, 60 times 60. What are you afraid about? Just a chazer again. You're not sure if the tipa goes throughout the wall, because in Zvachim, it could be only goes through part of it. Maybe it didn't go until 60 times its value, and the Balua becomes the Vela. as a 60 times its volume in turn. Now, if you require 60 times 60 in the soup, what do you see? Ain't hev, I told you before. Pay nafel kenegad a rotev, or kenegad a reikon, against the smack. V'gam lo mol sheyaniach asak deyash shenisayin. He doesn't hold for that. Why not? We don't understand why. Why? The Maramas told, you don't say the tipa is so tipa l'spashit betavshil. Oh, obviously, he disagrees with the smack who said, whatever happened out the waterline is going to go right into the soup. He denies that, obviously. Dafka betipa shenafel sachaticha. You say, his spashis nas is bekoach echor. I told you this before. Here's the word. In one shot. Bechaticha. Uvetapshel. All one shot. But a dolphin, shokli matchis, shokli, the walls, that koach harishin shel tapsh habishel, mafshit esatipa bedolphin, only in the wall. Rak bechoach sheni, nifra belula tocha tapshel, kvonasa belua bedolphin nevela, kodeshel kodelachem. It's like an Issa Davuk. We saw this already on Thursday. So therefore the pot becomes Davuk, becomes Nevela, the walls, before it ever gets into the soup. To say Pshat and Smag, we said a Chiddush, maybe it goes in three stages. It goes from the initial push into the pot, then into the rest of the pot, and then into the soup. That's why even 60 times 60 wouldn't be enough, we suggested. Pshat and not Smag, which Chaznish can't figure out why it should be that way. That was our suggestion to defend it somehow or other. Okay, we keep going. Okay? Fine. Then the two quotes of smack. We know the smack. We know it pretty well. Okay? Memanashach, right? But then he starts, here's what gets a little bit dicey, about saying, pshat in the smack. We thought we knew pshat in the smack, didn't we? He said there are three pshat in? Come on. What? Gimel Shita is in the smack? Didn't we have the smack clear? Didn't we? We thought we did. Now let's see how unclear it could possibly become. I thought we were very finished with the sugya. All of a sudden, there was a three pshatim in the smack. And also, we have to be very careful with our time. We'll see what we can do. Beis Yosef and the Shach understand. Even according to the smack, the tipa mispashetes bebeis kochos. In two stages. Tchila bedolfen. Achakach. Into the soup. Avo zerak lefi atzad shatipa mispashetes bekol akli. If, according to the tzad zvachim, that it keeps going, so it can go in two stages. V'yozko nisbatla atipa bedofen shesh bashishim kenegda. It's already bottled the first time, the first push. Avo lematipa mifapas bekol akli. Ozi nichneses bekoach echod letavshil. Rabo, it doesn't stay in one place. No. It goes straight into the soup. Oh, goes right in. Well, if you die because of Chazanish, Shahetu rak ba'ofen shesh bedofen shishim keneged atipo. Dikshein shishim keneged atipo yesh lochosh shispashet b'koach rishin b'chol akli v'ostro v'chakach b'koach sheni ostro esatavshul. This is how the one understanding of the smack. Alright, we didn't understand this way. Chavaz Das and the Chazanish, they don't like it. Because the smack you see, the Yeshloch Hashem Mefapea B'mikta Sakli, and therefore Negad HaReka and Yamt until it gets cools down. And if Nafak and Negad HaRotev, why are you afraid, according to the Beis Yosef, Shem V'tispashet Rak B'mikta Sakli B'koach Rishin U'B'koach Sheni Niklas L'tavshel V'yitztak V'shishin Pam Shishin. Why is a smack Mekil that if it goes under the waterline you don't require 60 times 60? Who said that's true? And the Ramah, why did he say it fell by the waterline? It's us, the Kedera Asura, and the Shachas Maskin. Why? If it goes straight in one shot, it should be matter the pot itself. Matter the pot itself, like a chaticha. So therefore, they don't like the pshat. So therefore, how do they know pshat? Nupshat. What's pshat? Like this. Dolphin shukli shava bezele chaticha. Tichshem shal ochel kaimel anein nechagolo. Li ochlin. Oh! You can't cleanse an ochel. Vachar asher cholav nisrach bebosu kvar. Ene yotzim imenu yeh. Nonetheless, petipa shalva nefel asal chaticha ben achatichas. If it falls on one of the pieces. Shebikdeil. Amina de Sof Tibol de Spashet. I suppose there's a famous svara of Sofol de Spashet. Does not say the Chaticha that fell on in one Koyach, it's Mispashet in the whole Kedera. So too in the wall, even if it's Cheres, doesn't make a difference. It all goes spread out immediately, Rabbo Sai. Right? And therefore, the wall is in fact permissible because the drop spreads evenly all the way inside. But what happens if it falls above the waterline? Ah! That which falls up into the waterline, we're afraid it didn't go that far. It stopped above the waterline. It was also a b'shishim. If you look at the Taz, that's a real upshot in the smack against the Beis Yosef. And he, in fact, says the Kedera is permissible, as we saw before. The Chazan Das explains his opinion. That's exactly as the Chazan Ish explained as well. And how to fit into the smack as far as the Mamonashah, they have the same shot, not for now. I'll call upon, they all agree. These two pshatim agree, the two last pshatim. So the fiyas smack tipa mefapas bedofen kibo bechaticha vadofen atzma gam kemu teres. And that's what they find the smack of the marab. According to the smack, his spashes bedofen of the tav shall he bekoach echot. It's uniform one shot. According to the marab, it goes in two shots. In two shots. Ooh, if that's the case, it sounds like the Taz is right. Shot in the smack. And the Beis Yosef and the Shach had wrong pshat. So how do you explain them? Here's where we go to the Chavos Das. What do they hold? The Smak learns, according to them, that the Tipa is very, very important. This is the last push in the sugya of something totally new. Watch this now. That Tipa be'emes mispashetes be'beis kochos. Ubedas amara goes in two shots. Umash ein sarach shishim pam shishim benafel negad arota. Why you require 60 times 60, I want two shots. No. Haine mishum, shablio shebebosar mikushoros imatavshu shebegdeir. The chicken soup, which is in the pot, in the walls of the pot, is connected, if it hits under the water line, to the chicken soup, which is actually filling up the pot. The two are connected. V'yein v'koach ha'tipas cholov leser osa. Where do you get it from? Chumas ha'deshen, by kedeira shebishlu bebosar, Achshem avashem b'cholov, the cholov anil b'dofen akadera lo nesar, holu mekusher machol shebechutz. We saw this in the Mordechai. It has to be true, has to be, because a kfeila helps. Why don't you say we saw this in the Mordechai before from the Ravan? The cholov went into the pot and to be a problem. The Maram has to agree with this. So why? What is he disagreeing with? Look what he says. The datot zorach lomar. Shirak Masha Nivla Akshov, what absorb right now? Bedofan Akadera Meatavshal Humakushur Yamasha Bechut with the contents. Avalo Bulios Shishonus, but the old absorptions are not connected automatically to the soup which presently falls out of the pot. For the Chaybedino Didan, Shakadera Bulua Mebulios Yushonus Shalbosar, Lo Shayach Lo Maralan, Shemakushur Samasha Bekadera. Probably the smack also holds that way, but he holds at the tipa kilu nafla the tochat tavshil bekoach echad. Oh, it fell in one shot, but the others disagree. Only in the wall. Afal pikein eno seras is bliyas habasa shebechaticha. Why? It's mekusharos. This only works for what's under the waterline. Now it's above the waterline, Rabbi Osai. What's below the waterline? Why are we worried it's going to go up? Rabbi Osai, where we saw Beferish in the Mordechai, we're worried it hit above the waterline and it's going to find its way down. Why aren't we worried if it hit beneath the waterline, it's going to find its way up? What's the answer? More an answer. Gravity. Sir Isaac. Of Isaac Newton. Gravity. That's a Chavos Das of the Beferish in Yudal. He didn't quote Newton. Beferish is going to go down. We're not going to fear it's going to go up. That's a Chavos Das Yudal. Huh? He quotes it, I think, over here somewhere. Okay. Oh, here he says, Ein sad b'gemara shatavshim mefapeh klap imala mitzakli. Mefapeh l'mala, it's b'kolakli. If it's up, that means it beats gravity, it goes everywhere. That's going up. Going up. Okay? That's going up. That's only going up. Al derech aliyah. Derech yirida, we're afraid. It goes b'miktsas. That's the smak schiddish without a source from Gemara. And then because I got a regular, I'm afraid of this ksas klapei mata, as opposed to going up. This is the pshat which is found. Yes, sir.
So the way he just explained is that there's two kolkos, but and the reason that it's not a problem is because the wall of the pot is connected to the contents of the pot.
Correct. So we saw that in the Mordechai. Right. Otherwise,
so then why doesn't it work then that
above the pot, above the waterline?
No, I'm saying it doesn't even make it above the waterline. Why don't you just say that's connected to the bottom of the pot, which is connected to the pot? Also
that you don't
pot.
Go. That's why you don't go to connect the absorption above the waterline. So the soup below, which by definition is beneath the waterline, that far we don't go.
But if the top of the pot is connected to the bottom of the pot, and the bottom is connected to
A
the
to pot, B and B to C?
So it should all be above
that. Not necessarily. It goes in stages. So for whatever reason, it doesn't work that way. That's what he's assuming. Now, Rabosai, let's see over here. This is a chazara from Thursday, which we didn't speak about yet today. Zvachim Tzadi Vav. In Marika Shtifa, Migzeres HaKosov. But truma, not. No. Does that prove it's not mefapeya? No! I showed you on Thursday. Maybe it goes through everything, but to kibolo kachpolto, there are all in bedek abayis. I showed you on Thursday. Okay? So therefore, even if it goes, absorbs through all the pot, it will come out the same way. On the other hand, kachim requires marika shtifa. There's no proof mefapeya bekulo. Maybe only with miktasa kli. And therefore, the Torah requires Mika Gzeres HaKosov B'Kulo, as the Gemara quotes from the Aguda. Okay? Fine. Okay? This is the Machlokes. The Sakeim, a summary, the Rishon. The Rash, as the Gemara explained from the Aguda, it never gets anywhere. It doesn't go. You don't need Shishim. Zero. The Ravan, as the Beis Yosef quotes it, we saw it in the Mordechai. It goes Penima, 60 times the Tipa suffices, because if it goes in, it's bottled in the dolphin. The Ravan understood it's mefapas b'chol ha-dolphin, uniformly. Therefore, you need 60 in the dolphin. Can I get the tipa? Good. The gra says the belua lo nasa nevela. You don't need 60. It's a different pshat. Okay. Machlokes pshat and the Ravan, two pshat. The maram nasa nevela against the Ravan goes in two kochos, and the gemara in zvachim mixes a kli. It's 60 times 60. The smak. Under the waterline, you don't need 60 times 60. It goes right into the water. And the Beis Yosef and the Shach need 60 in the Tavshil, connected the Tipa, right? And 60 in the wall, connected the Tipa, etc. And the Taz said, no, Tavshil is always Mutter. Fine. How do we pass it? We pass it with smack. Nor go Olam, as we said before, we mach with the Shas Tzachak. We're almost done with this. Okay. Oh, what's the cooler, Rabosai? What is the cooler on Friday afternoon? Take a look, Rabosai. We should see a little bit in the Shulchan Aruch prop on Siv Zayin. Yesh mishamati b'shas atzchak kon sherev Shabbos afilu shlo keneged arotev. What's pshat in this? What's pshat in this? So the Shach Lamed says, "Vaz yaniach ad sheyitzdanein." It says in Sivov, "We're not worried; it's going to bubble up again." That's the limit, that's the extent of the cool. That's a tremendous cool. But the Gra says no. How'd the Gra say the Shas HaTzchak? Take a look. The Vilna Gaon. When the Vilna Gaon says here in Siv Zayin, what Lama Dalet, as the Mordechai says, B'Shem Ravan, Tlarmina Bebelua Chanan. So if the Ravan is right, Rabosai, then not only is it mut if you let it cool down, you can even pour it over that side. You're in a rush to pour it out. There's no time to wait. Just pour it out. Because you don't apply Chanan in Balua. It's a much bigger cooler, B'Shas HaTzchak, according to the Gra, than it is according to the Shach. Let's see it inside over here. Here we learn, Rak Shalach Hashin L'Minig Ola, Lo B'Ral Makom HaSefer, HaTipa. And that's why the Rambam was right, as opposed to the Gra, whose maker B'Shas HaTzchak is no Balua at all. No Chanan at all, Balua. Why not? Why should we not say Chanan and Balua? Why not? Why not, Rabosai? Why not? Trumas Adeshen tells you why. Tuma Bulua and Metano Tara Bulua. What does that mean? That sounds contradictious. Tuma, what kind of comparison is that? It was Tuma. Pora again. So he explains. Botel Agav Acheres. Rabbosai, absorptions in utensils are not significant enough that the shame basal b'chol should be chal upon them to the extent that it's not in the veil. It doesn't work that way. The Prima Gadim says, what's pshat? Lo habi der bishul. Okay. He quotes the Gemara Avodah Zarah, that if I involve, which we'll get to at great length later on this week. He says, "Chal isin noser ala balua b'kli." I cook a korban. Here we are in Hilchos of the Mashiach. I cook a korban. Right now, it's totally edible. And past chatzos or past the alos hashachar becomes noser. Now, then it became noser in the pot. You see, some new shemis that can be chal on something which is already absorbed in the walls of a pot can happen. But Shari Surim, Boss of Abu Shari Surim, Yochol, Lochol, Gamal Ablias. Yeah. Then it's Sisei Das, it's even those who hold Chanan Mebalua, it's only the Rabbana, not the Daraisa. It's against the Taz. Take a look, Rabbosai. Take a look at the Taz, Tzadi Beis, Chavches. Let's look at it inside. We have to spend the next few minutes discussing ourselves. We already used this beautiful Sefer to do Chazara. I'm going to add a few little minor points of my own. But let's take a look, Rabbi Osai. In the Taz, Sivkot and Chav Ches, to show the line, it's the Shaiva Doraisa. In Chav Ches, that's the end of Zion, we haven't been up to that yet at all, but just towards the end of Chav Ches, the last two lines, he says as follows. He says, Shema be also pam shenafla tipa. Lo also resicha akisi mamish usfeka doraisa lechumra. What's sfeka doraisa lechumra? Sfeka doraisa lechumra. That we say chanan v'balua. It's a shava doraisa. That's the one line that's taken here. I'm reading a little bit out of context to prove this nakuda. Okay, fine. So now Rabosai. This idea. Let me give you a few words of my own. This idea that something which it's in the wall, under the waterline, is connected to the content of the pot. How far do we go with that svara? How far do we go with that svara? We already read today in the Ramo's comment on the Mordechai, the last few lines on page Yud Ches, maybe this, Dilma this, and Dilma that, right? That's the sheet of the Ravan in the Mordechai, as explained by the Ramo in his Hagor, as he signs his name Moshe Israel's Mikraka. Okay, so we're not sure. It's mispashet. It's not mispashet. Apparently, Gemara never resolved it in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Tzadivov. Okay. So the impression I get, Rabosai, I told you, it makes a beeline. The milk makes a beeline for the chicken soup. It fell in under the waterline. Yes, it's true. But that beeline includes within it some manner of absorption of the previous chicken soup. Or that present chicken soup. Something is there. Something is there. Why don't we say Chanan Bibolua? So what is the answer? No. This milk, when it gets into the soup, and it passes through, that soup that's in the metal as it's passing through is not an independent entity. It's connected to the soup that's lying in the pot. That's what's called mekusharos, we saw. It's all connected together as one entity. As one entity. Nonetheless, Rabosai, he says that the pot itself has a problem. Why? Why is the pot itself, when I say the pot, I mean the metal. Why is it a problem? It went right through. Maybe he means as follows, Rabosai. Not that it's a spashet bakulo, which would make it bottle immediately in the walls of the pot. Not that it goes straight into the chicken soup, which would also have the same result. But it goes through into the pot, but not out. And therefore, for that possibility, it doesn't become connected to the, doesn't get that far. It gets, you know, just up to the line and no further. You have to kasher it. Or even if it went into the soup, maybe this idea of this Truma Tzedesh is based upon the Ravan. What does that mean? If it's absorbed in food, Rabosai, it's Mekusher more to the food, because they're both foods, Rabosai. That's what the Truma Tzedesh says. As opposed to Niblam in a Kli, where it's more connected to the food outside it than otherwise. Okay? That only works if we're discussing the chicken soup. The chicken soup. When we discuss the chicken soup, we're going to say, okay, the chicken soup and whatever little milk bumped into the chicken soup, which is in the walls of the pot, those two got together, Abosai, the chicken soup and the chicken soup with milk got together, and they make the chicken soup permissible no matter what happened in the past. Fine, when we're dealing upon that. When we're dealing not with the chicken soup, he already ate the chicken soup, he didn't know about it, it's too late. We're discussing the metal. We're discussing the metal and the metal only, Rabosai. There's no more soup. The soup is eaten up already. There aren't three items, Rabosai. What are the three items there before? We're discussing the chicken soup and the milk that mixed into the chicken soup in the wall of the pot, right? And the original milk. So we're going to say, look, if we deal with the chicken soup as such, so we say that chicken soup which is in the walls of the pot is more likely to join up with the chicken soup in the pot, because they're both oklim, and they're going to carry the day, so the chicken soup is permissible. That's very nice for the chicken soup. Let's say the chicken soup was thrown out, it was eaten, whatever it may be. Now we're only dealing with the contents of the pot itself, which has chicken soup inside it. Right? So once you're dealing with that, all you're dealing with, we don't say that, oh, retrospectively, that all the chicken soup was mitzarved to it, and therefore it's all mutter, but the b'shishim. No! Maybe we have to worry about it and say that the pot, in fact, is and remains treif. This is a possibility. It's a little bit hard for us to grasp completely all these nuances, but I told you, I'm finishing in 5 minutes. You don't have to worry about this sugya anymore. I mean, well, next week a little bit. We're just going to some of the general highlights in the sugya. We're not going into any more details because it's impossible to get to the very bottom of everything. Oh. We saw before, Abosai, that the Gra has a very powerful kash against the Rabbeinu Shimshon. How is it that the Rabbeinu Shimshon said that it's not going to go from the one side of the pot to the other? We know it's not true. It's Mispashet, it's Bekola Chaticha. We saw that Gra's kasha on Thursday. So the only way to answer is to say, as I told you before, you can't compare a piece of metal to a piece of meat. The piece of meat we know from the Mishnah, Mispashet Bekulo, so it's all one unit. A piece of metal, whether the Gemara is Mesupik, whether it's Mispashet Bekulo, we're going to treat that metal as, don't treat it as one big metal, treat it as, divide the metal in half. Maybe it's only a quarter of an inch thick. Okay, that's an inside eighth of an inch and the outside eighth of an inch, whatever it may be. Divide it into pieces. That's what I'm suggesting. That's how we understood the idea of two kederes to touch each other. So it's considered over here to be two as well, even though it's really only one, but it's halachically considered to be the same as two. Oh. So our final nekudah, Rabosai, is I'm going to take from the Sefer Bali HaShulchan. I've had it here the whole day and haven't had a chance to read it yet. So we'll take a look inside. Okay? And that is over here, Rabosai. Those who have the Bali HaShulchan should please look inside. Simen Tzadi Beis, Sivkot Tzadi Beis. Easy to remember. Tzadi Beis, Tzadi Beis. Just a brief summation. It's on page Kufay and Vav. Remember the we saw before that there's a Kitzur Lashon here in the Mechaber, but the precise nature of the Kitzur Lashon is a little bit obscure. That Tzadi Beis covers about 15 lines, and we'll try to recover the major part of it. It comes in the smack. Okay? The smak said memanashach, and here he is mekatzer, doesn't say memanashach. Okay. And he quotes from the Beis Yosef. We saw this earlier in on the screen. It's not clear that the tipa with a small kuftzadi is. It's not clear that the tipa on the outside goes all the way through immediately. No. Maybe it first gets mixed into the wall and mixes into the chicken soup which is there. And that's all chaticha nasa nevela. And then that whole nevela, the bellowish's nevela, gets into the chicken soup. And it asks it, unless you have 60 times all the bella. Except, he says, if it hit the wall, Rabosai, goes throughout the entire wall. And the entire wall presumably has enough 60 times the volume of the milk and all the chicken soup that's been absorbed in it since Sheish Tamei Bereshit, since the pot's been used by all Yiddish mamas to make chicken soup. That's what he says. Okay? Fine. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, Mamanashach the Tapshal is okay. Whether it went through immediately or whether it went up into the pot initially, either way, it's bottle. That's how the Beis Yosef and the Shach understood the Mamanashach in this matter. So why did Mechaber just say, Stam, it's Mutter? Kitzur Lashon, the Shach says. He didn't mention the second possibility, that what? That it's Nispashit B'chol Meshach Adolfin, but it's Bat Lashon. He didn't bother mentioning it to us. Although he should have, it's a big a bit of a chiddush, but he didn't bother mentioning it. So writes the Fiyashach. The Taz is the other way around. No. According to the Tzad, the Tipa didn't spread, Rabosai. We assume it doesn't budge at all. As the Talmidim said, it stays on the outside. Doesn't move anywhere. That's why the Torah and the Shulchan didn't mention that possibility. Then it's Pashut at the Tapshul is Mutter. It's Pashut, Rabosai, at the Tapshul is Mutter. So that. The question is, one possibility goes right into the soup. That's very nice. But what's the other one? Either it stays and it's stopped in its tracks at the Tazis trap, or it spreads throughout the wall of the pot, which is the Shach and the Beis Yosef's trap. My nafkamina, what'll happen if you don't have 60 times the volume in the thickness connected to Tipa? That's right over here in Tzadi Hay. There wasn't Shishim, depends. According to the Beis Yosef and the Shach, the Tavshil is Usur. What are you afraid about? Got into the wall became Balua Chaticha Nasa Nevela of 60. No 60 times 60 in the soup, so it's a problem. According to the Taz, no. You don't need 60 in the wall opposite the drop of milk. Because if it didn't go into the soup, it didn't go anywhere. It didn't go anywhere. The big difference between the Shach and the Taz in that particular case. So comes out, according to the Taz, it's called the Taz Mefer B'Kola Kli, Rabosai. So, Kol is Lav Davka, it's a Chashash, Nibirika B'Shtifa B'Kulo to be Machmir. Maybe it didn't get as far as the waterline. Fine. And now, our last point, what happens if the wall is cold? I've been telling you for a long time, whatever's cold, there's never any absorption. I'm going against many people who disagree with me. But now just to invoke momentarily, it's going to come primarily after the Bechina. A couple of weeks, we'll first get to this concept at some length. But just to give you a heads up, it's quoted over here in the Bereishis Shulchan Kuf Aleph. It's a concept of Psachim called Cham Miktsaso Cham Kulo. If part of it is hot, the entire thing is treated as hot. And the Chavos Das says, no, we don't apply that over here. Some, the Shach says it applies to metal, because metal conducts heat very, very well. And some extend it even further. I'm not going into those problems. Rabosai, as advertised, we went through the sugya quickly. I mean, we try to review as best as we can. Tomorrow, new sugyas. If you got confused here, don't worry about it. Tomorrow's brand new, the Ramot Tzadi Beis of Zion. And if you should go through the Makoros and Zion and the Ches, discuss these critical points of Irui tomorrow, and subsequently Zeya, with the whole issue of our ovens, Siyata Nishmai. Okay, good.